Yeah.
Okay, so now at this point, good time for bathroom, beverage, etc. If interested, needed, what have you. Which, I mean, you've been coughing, so I assume beverage. Yes.
Beverage for me would be nice.
Another grain belt?
If you're standing, I would love I'm a grain going. Belt.
And then, anything?
Yeah. Yeah, I'll take another glass of...
All out.
All out?
So you have to opt for either a beer, or I do have some red, if you'll take red.
That's fine.
How you doing over there, sweetheart? Just kind of hanging out.
I ain't picky.
See, when, I'm hoping you guys will do the movie trivia game, and then I'm subbing her in.
Oh, God. I'm going to lose at movie trivia
that's
so hard.
That's why I never play it, and I have her. That's why I bring her along to these.
I don't remember names of anything, ever.
No, I have an awful memory.
Before
I have an absolutely
I pour you
awful
a full
memory.
Glass.
Unless I...
Ateca, Spanish Garnacha.
What in the world do you got back there?
If you want to...
May I just take a look? I'm not a Spanish wine guy at all, but I've never really...
It's not bad.
Do you mind if I take a sip?
Yeah,
I don't want to impose, but
I had a really good Merlot the other night at Keys.
Oh yeah.
That's very interesting. That's his.
Yes, but I was going to give him more.
There you go. That's really interesting.
Yeah, it's if there's one a lot like this, it's about $5 to $6 cheaper. It's called Fuego.
Thank you.
It's very good.
Cool. See, I'm an Italian wine guy.
See, I'm not really a wine person very much, but when I do, it's Spanish.
See, I like Italian wine mainly because it's just... It always tastes good.
I'm not a fan of, like, the oaky or anything. Like, I...
Then stay away from Napa.
Yeah. Like, I just could not swing any of that stuff. And so it's just like, okay, I want either something sweet, something like a Riesling.
Ooh, yummy.
Or something that's kind of a mild
How
in
was
between
that, by
that's
the way?
More like fruity notes
Did you want some
like
more?
That.
Okay, cool.
Well, if there isn't really any more.
Oh, there you go. She drank it. Dead soldier.
But, you know, Grain Belt's the sweetest beer I have, or I have soda,
Did you
want to
try
or
this?
I have orange juice, or I have...
Grain Belt.
Premium
I
to
really
to
actually
some.
Know what kind of beer it is. It's very tasty.
Local brew, too.
Yeah, that's what my dad always drinks.
It's tasty.
I find it sweeter
it's my
than most, and I enjoy it as such.
See, you're a beer drinker, though.
Yeah, I don't do beer.
Yes and no.
And I'm trying to cut beer out because my dad's gluten intolerant, and I know I will be if I'm not already.
Well, they have gluten-free beer.
Yeah, they do. I do like...
Or ciders.
Ciders is
yeah,
what I usually
I drink
do.
Ciders.
Strongbows.
Pretty much.
Etc. But he has the gout, and I got my first taste of gout this year.
Oh, I hear that's painful.
It's like
having a ball bearing stuck in your ankle.
Oh.
I had a D&D character whose name was Gout.
Oh, you ass. No, I got my first...
That's that guy right there is Gout.
That's Gout.
That's Gout.
I had the first touch, and it really isn't Gout. But you wake up in the mornings, and your ankles are stiff, and there's just a little bit of an incredibly sharp pain. Right in the dead center
yeah,
of your...
Grandpa has it. He's like a tough son of a bitch, you know?
So you know what,
and
you
he's
know,
like, this is the worst pain anybody could ever possibly have in the history of their
Because
lives.
It's their weight. It's basically razor-sharp crystals in your ankle shredding your cartilage.
Awesome.
So you may have it eventually. Did your father have it?
No.
Okay, then you might be out of the...
Gout?
What's that?
What are you talking about?
Gout. I was wondering if he had gout. Yeah, it is hereditary. But I had my very first touch of it. It kind of sucks really bad. But
stop eating chicken livers.
It's uric acid buildup in the joints, primarily in the ankles.
Okay.
And it's...
I don't like it because then you can't eat chicken livers.
You can't because there's a lot
or
of...
Or gizzards.
A lot of...
Or hearts. Or
impurities.
Other types of livers.
Livers and gizzards and hearts in my diet.
They're the best part.
They actually are. They are. Well, yeah, I know
texture.
you had your close brush with foie gras. Yeah.
Texture.
Did you know
wise.
Foie gras is illegal?
Mm. It's not illegal.
In most states, it is.
Not in Chicago.
I know most states foie gras is illegal because of the way it's created.
No. Yeah. You can make foie gras without doing that though.
Yeah, but is it really foie gras without the awful force feeding?
Well, the foodies,
is it really
the foodies.
If it doesn't come from France.
The foodies don't seem to think so, but people who actually
it's
eat
not
the
champagne.
Food,
it's then sparkling white wine.
That tastes way better.
Dan, it does. I'm a big, huge fan of Prosecco, personally.
Yeah, I do have scissors.
Okay.
But no, if your grandpa wants to get rid of it, simple fix.
One.
Stop eating grain. It's caused primarily by gluten intolerance.
Yes, I see them.
All you gotta do is stop eating white bread. Yeah.
I don't know. That's...
I see German in your heritage just a touch. Am I right?
A little bit.
Yeah, he won't be eating, he won't be stopping the bread intake anytime soon.
No, I mean, he's eating better or whatever. But...
If he slows down on the gluten, he'll know.
There before since I missed it. Just trimming it?
Screen, there was just a thread that was right at the top here that was bugging the crap out of me.
Oh, okay.
Every once in a while, I go...
That's the worst, too, because then no one else...
Where you just, like, flip the screen over so you wouldn't notice
her. Well,
No,
I couldn't do that.
Not that.
The simple solution. We could just end the problem.
So... before
put a Band-Aid over that, right?
Yeah, I mean, I'm going for a lasting solution. Someday, this windscreen is going to have to be flipped back over. And
well,
then...
eventually, it's going to be replaced.
Well, yeah,
because that's what I want to do.
They're doing all right so far.
Why? These windscreens look fantastic.
Oh no, yeah. That one. That one's the
old.
That one's the black sheep. It's not even the old one. What happened is all three of these were ordered at once, plus a fourth that never showed up.
Did you ever get that fixed?
I got a refund on eBay.
Okay, that's not bad.
But then it's, you know, they weren't selling anymore, so I had to go with next option. I thought they were probably as close to the same as possible, but no, that's the mutant half-brother that...
That's odd. Which is the quality of fabric, I guess.
Well, I mean, also in the neck and everything.
Oh.
But still.
Before we diverge too far.
Yes. Before we jump into this thing... I actually have to go back and grab a few notes. But what we do now is first coaster.
Because,
I mean, you can hear that audibly.
If
you have the reach, the floor is a great secondary option. And Bennett, for you, you can put it on the TV console if you want. You have a great little table there.
Get your own table.
See,
yeah.
They're getting the fans are getting a tour of your studio right now.
In a way. And what we're going to test tonight is, ooh, instead of doing a straight show being to end, is we're going to try putting a commercial break in there so that, you know, if bathroom breaks are needed and if people need refreshers for the game rules, and then we can do all of that and then come back and just be ready to go rather than belabor people with like, oh, they go over the rules every time. And, you know, trying to save time on the show to make it a little bit, you know, streamline it, essentially.
Streamline it. Beautiful.
So
the show is evolving.
And, yes, you did ask about this, and I wanted to answer that by saying, let's put an audio clip out there with an explanation.
A brief synopsis.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
And even with, if you guys wouldn't mind, I know that we're starting this late, but...
My fault.
As we try to record these things, it would be really great to basically record our covering the overall information about the game with you, asking any questions that you may have, because Bennett, I know that you haven't been on before, and Frank, you have not been on for a while.
A long time.
So maybe doing a refresher would be good for this, and then you guys can ask any questions that... I just noticed you guys kind of match. Kind of.
We're both wearing rust.
Sorry, I just picked up on that.
That's
for some
the
random
color
reason.
That I would call this.
Good.
I would say orange, but yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say orange too. It's shades of orange. But basically covering all of that and then recording it and then posting that on our website so that people can have an explanation for it and we can go into detail on stuff for you for the game.
Exactly. That sounds
sounds good.
Okay, wanted to get that clear.
Sounds a joy.
And then we can
no, that's terrible. Not
we
allowed.
Can thereafter tape our commercials and
cool.
Insert those in. If you want to, do you want to do anything with the Stitcher randoms that I sent your way? Because I mean, it's funny, but I tried and they don't match up very well.
Well, I think they're funny, but we have enough like those. We could cycle those in. I think.
Okay.
I mean, yeah, that'd be fun.
Well, I wasn't sure if, like, the original premise for it was to take snippets of each and create a Frankenstein.
Oh.
But the pacing, the cadence is off. And so that's what I tried to do. I think we could cycle them in most of them. Some of them, you know, get a little too into character.
Yeah. Uncut, it would... I think they're great, but we could potentially do phrase by phrase or sentence by sentence.
I wanted to see if you wanted to try. That's why I sent you the file.
Ah, okay. Is it in the Dropbox?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool. I'll play around with it.
Okay.
If I can.
Okay, so that covers just about everything. So before we do our random conversation to transition into the show to do that soft opening that we do, episode 65, I should probably write this down.
Oh. Oh, yeah. I was just remembering, though.
Oh, yeah.
My.
Don't you know?
That was a little Minnesotan, wasn't it?
I can't imagine why. Yeah. Here in Minneapolis, the center of the north of the Midwest, frigid north.
I think the center is a little further south.
Cultural center.
Cultural center, indeed.
There we go.
yeah, I was just remembering before I helped my folks buy a new desktop earlier this year of 2012. They were using a desktop that they had had since I was in eighth grade.
Oh.
Yeah. I forced my parents to upgrade because I was mad at them for having shitty computers.
I did sort of force them to upgrade so I could play video games that weren't going to work on our computer. So that's why we got an upgrade every, like, 4 years.
My father upgrades far before I ever get to know what's even new. He gets stuff before it comes out.
Yeah,
I just built a new rig like a year and a half ago, so I'm set for another like 4 years, I think.
You know,
I got a totally badass Asus about a year ago. That's still
it's huge.
It's rather large, but that's because it's
robust.
It kicks so much butt. I have Skyrim running on that thing.
Perfect, right now.
Perfect frame rate with like 50 mods, including some tweaks to the graphical stuff. So,
that's beautiful. Yeah. I'm running a Latitude 6280.
Woohoo!
All you dev guys out there, sales reps and associate sales reps know what I'm talking about.
Hey, Bennett, could you do me a favor?
Yeah.
Could you please pronounce your last name for me for when we do post?
Wadecamper.
Wadecamper. Thank you. It's... You got one of the tricky ones, to say the least.
I don't think tactful. Our family pronounces it like it's spelled, so that kind of confuses people.
How is
I
it
guess.
Spelled?
Wadekamper.
Yeah, I think we pronounce the E like a lot more than it should be or something, but so that's it's just like, how we say it. So,
it's like Wade Camper, basically.
Yeah, I mean, it's German. I'm sure at some point it was Vodekamper, but... I'm American, so...
yeah.
I feel like that should have included bitch. I'm American, bitch.
In America.
Just to sell that a little bit more.
Same with your last name. Same with my last name, Erdman. It was probably originally more like Erdman. And
I know my
like
last...
Frankenfeld or something like that.
Frankenstein. I actually know my family's last name changes as they occurred, where it's I can go backwards, but it works easier to go forwards by saying that the original last name was Phelan, F-O-A-L-A-N, which is wolf.
Cool.
And then
so you're a Stark.
O'Phelan, basically. They added the O apostrophe on there. And then it turned into Phelan, P-H-E-L-A-N, which there is a Phelan neighborhood in St. Paul, and lake, and at least one road that I've seen so far. I watch for this shit.
What?
Obviously.
And then from there, it went to Waylon and Whelan.
Whelan.
Like, which that's the more... We found recently that although we've been pronouncing it Waylon all this time, Whelan does come up as the... more popular Irish pronunciation.
I was actually going to say, I know more Whelans than I know Whalens, and I know more Phelans than I know...
Whelans. Which means you know more
Phelans than I know Whalens.
Yeah.
Transitive property in action, people.
I was thinking about that today. I was thinking about that today.
Hey, look.
Hey, wait! We should get into the episode before we get distracted again.
That's what I was saying.
We're supposed to be shooting a show right now.
Well, yeah. No, we are shooting one now, which...
Why do you put the location?
Well, we changed that was originally an app that I use on my phone to take pictures establish. But we've actually changed since that we're no longer the Frank Oz Memorial Studio, as that was a very in-depth in-joke about an in-joke. So now it's the Wheels Brewing Co. Studio in Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Why? There's my sister next to Dave.
Not that one.
Yay.
One.
Yeah, that is
not
my sister.
That's not Dave.
But what that came from was my dad always had us put Wheels Brewing Co. whenever we installed new software on there. Like, that was the company name. And for some reason, that just stuck.
So now it's another inside joke.
Yes, but this one...
It's more accessible.
Yes, it has more flexibility in case anyone else wants to utilize this space to...